choosing the perfect paper for your next print project. An important factor in printing is the types of print paper. We offer a variety of papers, some thick and others thin, some glossy and some matte. How do you decide which paper to use? First, let's get technical. There are some terms that will help you to understand the different paper options for online printing available. Cover paper versus text paper. A cover weight paper is going to be thick, similar in feel to cardstock. Text weight papers are thinner, more similar to catalog and magazine paper. A paper for printing labeled cover is always going to be thicker than a text paper. For example, 100-pound gloss cover is going to be much thicker than 100-pound gloss text. You can also tell the difference in thickness by checking the point thickness. For example, a 100-pound gloss cover is 9 point, while a 100-pound gloss text is 5 point. If you had an instrument called a micrometer, you could measure the paper thickness yourself. You can use a cover weight or a text weight as the cover paper for your booklet project. You are not required to use a cover weight as the cover paper. For example, the 100-pound gloss text can be a nice cover option for projects like catalogs, programs, and magazines. Gloss, matte, uncoated, and UV-coated paper. Gloss versus matte. Gloss paper is shiny and is very popular for most print projects. Matte paper has a flat look to it. It doesn't shine and reflect light the same way that gloss paper does. UV coating. UV is short for ultraviolet coating. This is a shiny gloss coating applied over printed cover weight paper to make photos and colors pop, to catch your customer's attention, and to protect against scratching and frequent handling. UV coating is recommended for extra protection on the cover of your project. UV coating is not recommended when you need to write on the coated area. Uncoated paper. This paper is similar to the paper you would put in a home printer because it is encoded. It is easy to write on and would be used in a project such as a journal or a coloring book. Recommended paper types. Below, I am going to recommend different papers for different types of projects. These are simply suggestions. Your project may or may not fit into these recommendations. I would also highly recommend requesting a free sample packet from us. When you request a sample packet, we send you our paper sample guide. It's a small booklet that has an example of all of our different papers in it, so you can see and feel the weights of each. Online brochure printing example. Paper recommendations by product. Brochures, 100-pound gloss text. Business cards, 14-point gloss cover. Calendars, 80-pound gloss cover for the cover paper, with a UV high gloss cover finish for extra pop, and 100-pound gloss text for the inside pages. Door hangers, 12-point gloss cover. Item, 100-pound gloss cover. Flyers, 100-pound gloss text. Greeting cards, 12 pints C1 Siemens. C1 Siemens means coated one side. The outside of the card is coated so that it has a nice finish, but the inside is encoded so that you can easily write in it. Newsletters, 100-pound gloss text. Posters, 100-pound gloss text. Presentation folders, 100-pound gloss cover with UV coating added to it. Rack cards, 14-point gloss cover. Of course, if you have any questions about the type of paper to use, feel free to call us at 800-995-1555 or request your free sample packet so you can see and feel these different papers. Cover paper options. 80-pound gloss cover cardstock. Coated gloss paper about twice as thick as 80-hash text, giving it a more substantial and sturdy feel. Thickness of a printed postcard or baseball card. It has a smooth gloss finish, similar to that of a glossy photograph, making photographs stand out and look rich and beautiful. This stiff, shiny, and lustrous coated sheet is the preferred substrate for printed booklet covers. Special characteristics include dimensional stability, good folding qualities, and durability. Well suited for scoring and die cutting. 80-pound matte cover cardstock. Similar characteristics as 80-pound gloss cover. Dull coated sheet that exhibits low gloss finish. Excellent for jobs that require high-quality color reproduction with minimal paper gloss. Great when there is a lot of typed copy, making it easier to read. It is superior to that of encoded papers, yet paper is glare-free. 100-pound gloss text, our most popular option and best value. It is about 25% more bulk, being thicker and heavier, with a sturdy and higher-end feel than 80-pound text. This shiny and lustrous coated sheet is excellent for full-color printing. Photographs stand out and look rich and beautiful. Perfect bound printing, click here. Saddle stitch bound printing, click here. 100-pound matte text has the same characteristics as 100-pound gloss text. Dull coated sheet that exhibits low gloss finish. Excellent for jobs that require high quality color reproduction with minimal paper gloss. Great when there is a lot of typed copy, making it easier to read. It is superior to that of encoded papers, yet paper is glare free. 100-pound gloss cover cardstock. It has the same characteristics and uses as 80-pound gloss cover, but is about 25% 5% more bulk, being thicker and heavier, similar to a medium weight cardstock 100-pound mat cover cardstock. It has the same characteristics and uses as 80-pound mat cover, but is about 25% more bulk, being thicker and heavier, similar to a medium weight cardstock 80-pound opaque cover, also known as uncoated. This paper is commonly used anytime you are expecting to write in the piece itself. Inside paper, 100-pound gloss text, our most popular option and best value. It is about 25% more bulk, being thicker and heavier, with a sturdy and higher-end feel than 80-pound text. This shiny and lustrous coated sheet is excellent for full-color printing. Photographs stand out and look rich and beautiful. 100-pound matte text has similar characteristics as 100-pound gloss text. Dull-coated sheet that exhibits low gloss finish, excellent for jobs that require high-quality color reproduction with minimal paper gloss. Great when there is a lot of typed copy, making it easier to read. It is superior to that of encoded papers, yet paper is glare-free. 70-pound opaque text, also known as uncoated. This paper is commonly used anytime you are expecting to write in the piece itself. Match this up with an uncoated cover to give the entire project an uncoated look and feel.